The state plans to kill about 70 wolves on the 40-mile caribou calving grounds later this winter in the final season of the 14-year program.
It's time to evaluate the effects of high-intensity wolf control.
Department of Fish and Game Interior Regional Supervisor Darren Bruning says this winter will be the seventh season since the aerial wolf kill was intensified to try to better benefit 40-mile caribou, and that after this spring, the program will sunset for up to 5 years.
The suspension will allow us to evaluate 40-mile caribou survival without control efforts.
In 2016, the state and public killed 167 wolves in the sprawling control area. A computer model estimates could be home to around 450 wolves. The caribou herd was thought to have stagnated at about 50,000 until this past fall, when a new estimate conducted with better digital photography upped it to over 70,000 animals. Bruning says the pause in wolf control is aimed at sorting out what's going on in the ecosystem.
Should provide information on how predation influences that population of caribou.
The vagaries of weather, unmeasured variables, are always going to present an element of uncertainty that you just can't get unless you're in a laboratory.
State Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Bruce Dale emphasizes that field science is getting better.
Previous evaluations were limited to available population estimation data. Now we have better data, so that's going to inform it. Now we have increased our efforts in terms of evaluating the nutritional status relative to the forage resources, and so we'll have better information. And we'll finish a very important component, which is the third year of a calf mortality study to evaluate survival and how that's responded to the wolf reductions.
Dale acknowledges that some Alaskans oppose predator control programs.
We realize they're controversial.
I think there's absolutely no justification for them continuing this Upper Yukon Tanana 40-mile wolf control program another year.
Biologist and wildlife advocate Rick Steiner maintains wolf control does not work and is ethically opposed to it, especially the use of radio or GPS-collared wolves to locate and kill entire family groups.
The Judas wolf collaring methodology is particularly unethical and egregious and barbaric to many people, and they've killed 60 or 70 wolves in the area there using this radio collaring, Judas collaring technique in the last 5 or 6 years.
Steiner and numerous others have repeatedly petitioned Governor Walker's administration to halt the 40-mile wolf kill and other state predator control programs. Steiner has also sought photo or video evidence of the state wolf kill operation, documentation the state says it doesn't have. Steiner says the state has agreed to participate in a National Academy of Sciences review of its predator control programs. The last such review was conducted 20 years ago when Governor Tony Knowles halted lethal control efforts. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.